one thing all great teams have in common.
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey, Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you stop it.
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey everybody, did America always dominate? I'm Mike, Tommy and Kevin are not here, but welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the Definitive Mighty Ducks Podcast. I am back. Tommy and Kevin have work stuff. Well, Tommy did, and then Kevin was kind of wishy-washy at the beginning, and then I texted him, he did not respond, but that's okay. He's busy. I told you, he's important. He's a real estate mogul now. I'm glad we got that out in the open so we can talk about it. And if you want any details about that, you can go back and listen to our previous episode. But I do want to come on this week because I have a story to tell. It's one of the great, I think, moments in pod history. I just want everyone to experience it. This happened on the Discord. So it's going to be a little story time with Mike today. And I'm excited about it. So we're going to have to go back. To be honest, I don't even know how many years. I don't have all the details, but this story comes to us from friend of the pod, Discord member Hockey Roxley. To be honest, I'm not sure if it's a girl or a boy. I don't know anything about Hockey Roxley other than what they've told us. I'll just use the they pronouns just to make things easier. But if you remember a few weeks back, we had Connor, the Jersey Chaser, on thejerseychasing.com. Talking about his selection of jerseys, memorabilia, that kind of stuff. And one of the things he talked about was the tracksuit, the Team USA tracksuit. So he has one, and Hockey Roxley also actually has two. So, you know, a few years ago, I don't even know how many years ago, but we can probably figure out that information. Hockey Roxley is on eBay one day and sees this dump of Mighty Ducks tracksuits, which, just as a side note, underrated moment in Mighty Ducks history here. This eBay dump of all this tracksuits, this memorabilia, that kind of stuff. So Connor ends up getting one. He gets the Luis Mendoza one. Hockey Roxley purchases two. And it's luck of the draw. They don't tell you, like, which person you get. So Hockey Roxley gets the Luis double, and she gets Guy, or he, they. Sorry, I broke my pronouns. I might fall into she there. But anyway, Luis double and Guy. Those are the two tracksuits that they get. So they come in the mail. Roxley puts them in the closet, hangs them up with the other jerseys, doesn't think about them. About a year later, Roxley comes back to it, folding it up, and feels a lump in the pocket of this tracksuit. And Roxley reaches into the pocket, pulls out a couple Reese's packets, Reese's wrappers, I should say. They're empty. They're rubbish, as the English say. And still curious, reaches into the other pocket and pulls out a small roll of film. Now, this is 90s-esque roll of film from a disposable camera. This comes out of the Guy tracksuit. So Roxley, you know, debates what to do with it. Do you keep it as a momentum? Do you keep this roll of film as a momentum? No. You go get it developed. Curiosity gets the best of Roxley here. Curiosity gets the best and finds a place to get it developed. And this roll of film is a bunch of candid pictures from the set of the actors and crew from those days in the Coliseum wearing that tracksuit. So Roxley has shared it with us. I have put the poster or the picture that they have put. This pronouns are messing me up. That I want to say she has put on the Discord that is now on the website. You can go to thequackattack.com, see them there. But it is an insane story, a great moment that has been uncovered on Mighty Ducks lore here. So there's all kinds of crazy pictures. There's just, you know, posing pictures. There's people pretending to punch other people. And Roxley has promised to, you know, get some more digital pictures up. But it is one of the great, I think, moments in Mighty Ducks history, this unearthing of these photos, which are great behind-the-scenes stuff, never probably been seen before outside of us. So, and Roxley and her, whoever she gave it to or showed. So, another point for the Quack Attack here, another point for all of us. We get to see this in, I was going to say in person, but on the internet. It's out there now, and it's great. So I love it. I love that the pod has unearthed this and has come around to this. It is, again, one of the great moments in the pod. There's been a lot of discussion about it, but another point for the pod here as we go into, I don't even know. I think this is year 10 now. We've gone 9 years. We're going into year 10. I think our 10-year anniversary will be in May. So that is just the story I wanted to share. I'll tackle a Quack question here in a second, and then we'll call it a day. Probably a little bit of a shorter episode again, but great moment. Thequackattack.com. You can go there, see a couple pictures of what Roxley sent us, and hopefully there's more to come. But again, if you're not on the Discord, you're missing all of this. So I appreciate everybody in the Discord. It's been a lot of fun. If you want to join, there's a link in the show notes. And let's take a short break here, and then we will come back with the Quack question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are back. You asked us questions on X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, through the Discord, through email, through, I guess you can mail it to us. I don't know if we have a mailing address on there. If you need my mailing address, message me and you can, you know, mail your quiet question in if you want. I would be impressed if you actually mailed something to me. That is one way probably to guarantee that you get it on the show. If you do that work, I promise you, I will read your quiet question on the show as long as it's not inappropriate and things like that. So there you go. This quiet question comes from X, and it's come at 54 Mr_Meyer. And he asks, is there anyone in the series that you wish had a different jersey number? Some characters, in my opinion, need a different number based on their personality. So I don't know about the personality. I always did think that Conway's 96 was a little weird. Like 99 makes sense with Banks. Jesse Hall, I can see being the 9. But you know, you could see some sort of, I think there's some debate there about who should get the 9. Maybe Conway has the 9 and Jesse has a different color. I always felt like this is prime NHL number 19. Was huge, I feel like, in the 90s. You had Eisenman, you had Sakic, all those guys, captains, you know, big-time players. I think number 19 would have fit Charlie Conway better. As we go through, Guy Germain, 00, I'm fine with it. I thought he could be high. I would like, you know, I would like to see him. Maybe he's a 96. I could see that up there, some weird number. Or maybe this might be recently biased, but I could see like an 87 for him, something like that. Terry Hall 1, I'm fine with. Kind of a weird for a forward. Tommy Duncan 2, fine. Les Averman 4, Thor, I think of as like a bigger defenseman, but I'm okay with Les Averman being 4, Tammy Duncan 5, Julie Gaffney 6, goalie, where's number 6? See, I don't think it's necessarily the most traditional choice, but I do like it for Julie because she is a trailblazer. She's different. I would keep Julie 6, Dwayne Robertson 7. I think you could switch that up a little bit. I don't feel like Dwayne Robertson's a 7. I don't know what I would put him at. I feel like he would have a weird number. He'd be like 63 or something like that. I could just something like people are like, why is he that number? We talked about Jesse Hall. Dave Karp 11. That's fine. I think he could see him being a little like a number 3 or something. Low number. Ken Wu 16. Connie Moreau. Dean Portman 21. I don't think of Enforcer as 21, but I'm okay with that. Luis Mendoza, 22. I think 22, full disclosure, my favorite number. That's what I wore a lot growing up. I'm okay with it. Peter Mark, 24. We could switch him up. I don't know what I would want Peter Mark in, though. I want your suggestions for that. Greg Goldberg, 33, I think is a great number. Fulton Reed, 44. I think is ideal number for him. I don't know why that works, but Fulton Reed, definitely a 44 in my book. We talked about Adam Banks at 99. We talked about Charlie Conway. Russ Tyler, 56. And I have no idea why they chose 56 for Russ Tyler. Not necessarily the most common hockey number. Russ Tyler, 56. I guess that is like an extra jersey number, I feel like. Youth hockey, you always had, you know, the extra jersey that the coach brought whenever one of the kids forgot his jerseys on the way. So that could be an extra jersey number where they were just like, oh, we need an extra jersey because this kid joined mid-tournament. So maybe that's why they gave it to Russ. If I had to pick something for Russ, I don't know. Maybe like an 88, something big. I don't know. I'd have to really break this down a little more and think about it. But my first thought is personality wise, Dwayne Robertson needs to have a weirder number. Charlie Conway, I think 96 is okay for beginning Charlie Conway for Spazway. I think he should have moved to a 19. That would have been a great scene when Bombay comes out and gives him, you know, a 19 and says like, this is a new start for you, Charlie. And maybe that 19 has the C on it. That's in the deleted scenes that we're going to retroactively create via AI. I think this is all doable here. So a lot to think about with these numbers. I would love to hear what you have to say about it. You know where to find us, thequarkdeck.com. You can contact us, all that kind of stuff. This is fun. Let's take one more quiet question before we go.
All right, so this one also comes from X. This is from at Scott Wildcat. I think this was intended for the aforementioned Connor, the jersey tasting. But I liked it so much, I'm going to repurpose it for me. It says, what is the number one design change you'd make to any of the movie trilogy jerseys? This is a bonus. This is a 2. He also asks, what is the number one design element you love from any of the the movie trilogies? Mine is a little D5 detail on the hockey playing duck for the original green jersey.
That is a great one. The design change I would have is like the jersey on that D5 duck is strange to me. It's like the old school Vancouver Canucks colors. It's like a yellow and then like a red striping down the side. I don't know how you would do this, but it would be funny if that duck was also wearing a D5 duck jersey. So it's like a duckception jersey. That is the one thing. And the duck is so like, his proportions are off, I feel like. His like beak is too well. I would make maybe a more realistic duck and then I would, you know, put him in the correct jersey. And then you'd have a duck on a duck jersey. On a duck jersey, on a duck jersey for, you know, the foreseeable future. And we would inception this whole thing. So those would be the biggest 2. I'm trying to think. So you have the Team USA jerseys, which we've talked about. Some of the cleanest jerseys in the film. And then you go to D3, the Eden Hall Warriors jerseys. I think their game jerseys okay. The practice jerseys, I felt like, could have been a little more fun, considering they're just practice jerseys. So those are the two changes I would make. The D5 duck. And then the... You know, let's switch up the Eden Hall practice jerseys. I think they just had like a little warrior symbol in the, you know, the top left of the jerseys. I would have weirder colors. That's always the fun thing about practice jerseys. Like, you always have these weird colors because your lines are in different colors and things like that. Defensemen wear one color, forwards wear a different color. So yeah, I would have like blue and, you know, green versions. And then I don't know, maybe you have some sort of alternate logo too, of a alternate warrior jersey. I would love to see it. This is where we need to get Kevin some more free time so he can redesign some of this stuff for us, and then we can go about our day and do it. But that is it for me. You know where to find us. TheQuackTech.com. Go there, contact us at QuackTechPod on Twitter. I will say, before we go, the Quack questions have been good. Keep sending them in. We have been, as I mentioned before, we were low, and now we are of a good sort of stable. But I love the Quack questions. I feel like we need to do more with the Quack questions. We always end up talking too much and then we run out of time. So send us in those Quack questions. And I'll try to get Tommy and Kevin to answer some of this stuff. I think Kevin would be a good person to float this one out to for the Warriors jerseys. So I'll get with him on that. And we will wrap it up here. Again, thequackattack.com. Go there, contact us at QuackAttackPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackAttackPod. Go to iTunes, Spotify. Click that follow button. So I can feel good about myself, really. It's really the vanity metrics. I don't know, you know, what it does for us. It doesn't seem to correlate to listens, like how many people follow. It's just like sometimes people listen a lot, sometimes don't. But the follows make me feel good, to be honest. So go to Spotify, click the follow button. If you want to be a producer, there's a link in the show notes. That helps out a lot. Again, you can be a producer for $1 a month. That's 12 bucks a year. Think about all the content we've given you for 12 bucks a year. It's a good deal. It's better, I would say, better than any streaming service. And the streaming services aren't producing really new content right now. Everybody's on strike. So you just have us. And you can cancel those streaming services. Yeah, support the writers. Support the actors, cancel those streaming services, and just give the money to us, because we'll build this thing out, and then we'll really turn it into something that can create its own streaming service. Get Disney to give us the rights to the Mighty Ducks. We'll put the Mighty Ducks. We'll put Game Changers back on there. We'll create new content for the Mighty Ducks, and we'll really blow it out. So that is my pitch to you to be a producer. Thank you to all our producers. We got, I think, Adam Ferry re-upped with us. Thank you, Adam. I think he is the most recent producer. If I recall correctly, I did not do my homework and check the recent producer list, but I am 85% confident that Adam is the most recent producer. So thanks to Adam. And remember, Ducks fly together.
Quack attack is